life. Another way of saying they are in faith from James, or they're in the Holy Spirit. They claim, but the truth is they are just the opposite state of existence. Just the opposite. They're not there. You're lying to yourself. People don't deny it when you're in this, because it'll just destroy your soul, as we're going to find out. Now, believers claim to be in the light, claim to be in God, claim to be in Christ, claim to be in the Holy Spirit, but in their soul they hate another believer. Husband, wife, family member, someone at work, someone in your social life, someone in the church. And just the mention of their name, or seeing them, hearing about them, and this hate comes up. I don't want to see them. Boy, I wish they'd get theirs. And this type of thing, it just starts eating up in your soul. And there is no love. There is no peace. There is no peace in your soul. The status of this believer is that he is actually not in the light, but is in darkness. And this will help you understand why you have inside of you SAD. Now note the phrase, in darkness until now. When in darkness, the darkness of the soul, which is this wonderful way of describing SAD, and while you're in the darkness of the soul, because if you hate another believer, you resent them. And you may claim you have every right in the world, but no, you don't, because of the work of Christ on the cross. But you have hatred toward another believer. You resent them. You want to stay away from them. You want them to pay. You want them hurt. You have ill will toward them. Oh, you want to call it discipline. Oh, I just want God to come and discipline that. And that makes you feel good. See, you put it in spiritual terms. But that isn't true. You hate them. You hate them, and you want to administer the discipline. Your claim doesn't match what's going on in your soul. You want to justify your hatred. People, you can't justify your hatred. Taking care of the cross. Darkness is a perfect word to describe the condition of your mindset. It's a perfect word to describe where you are, your soul. SAD is darkness of the soul. It's dark, and that's why you're stressed out. It's why you're depressed. It's dark. There's no light. There's no sunlight. It's just dark and gloomy. You're depressed. And right now, what's causing that? Hatred toward another believer. So darkness is a perfect word to describe the condition of your mindset, to describe what's going on in your soul. And that's why SAD resides there. Why do you hate that other believer? There are a multitude of reasons how believers justify their hatred. They have sinned. They have hurt me. They've interfered with my performance. I can't do what I'm supposed to do under Satan's lie. There's just so many reasons. It doesn't matter why, people. There's no justification. That's the point. There's no justification for your hating this believer. Hate the sins, if you wish. But not the believer. Not the believer. Sins of others, listen now, the sins or failures of others often causes great sin, hatred in another believer. See, some other believer may sin or fail in some way, but what happens to you is far worse than what they did to you. Far worse to you is this hatred carrying around, and yet you claim that you love, you claim that you believe all that happened on the cross, you claim that, you claim you believe in the work of Christ and what he did with sins, but you hate that person for their sins they committed against you. And now you are in probably a far more damaging sin with your hate than the sin that they did. And what's even worse, you say, my hate